sounds like you're trying, Wanda, but not able to get through, so I will check in for you. And then we will move to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Carol. So we were talking about planning for an emergency, and there were some good points on that page, and some of the topics that we've been discussing, I think, are reminding us that we need to double-check some things and maybe practice some skills. Also, Sylvia had mentioned about green tomatoes. Is there anything that you'd like to offer this evening, Carol?
Well, for green tomatoes, I like to pick them green and then put them in the windowsill and let them ripen and put them in a cold room. And for the other emergency, I think it would be like flying a plane without a rudder if you didn't work prepared. So I'm highly, you know, I've been helping train people for years about earthquake emergencies, and maybe it would be good next week to talk about the earthquake emergency.
Copy that. That sounds good to me, and especially if you know a lot about it, then we will just make that the topic of discussion for next week, and you and I can visit over that the next week. And I believe a lot of the tips that are in there, I think this book is making us think about exactly what we have, skills we have and don't have. So is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
I just say practice, practice, practice makes perfect. And God bless you all the ladies here. And I'm so happy we have this, so we can practice and listen to each other on the radio, and just really, you know, it's nice bonding.
Copy that. I totally agree. You're very right with all of that, Carol. Thank you so much. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
Yes, this is Marcia, WQZA 709. It was a beautiful day today.
Yes, it was a beautiful day today. Maybe a little bit chilly, but I guess it's that time of year, huh, Marcia? Well, thank both of you ladies for participating. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Well, hello, Karen, and hello, ladies. This is WRKV 487.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about the planning for emergency part and discovering that maybe there's skills that we thought we had that we don't, and also Sylvie had some questions about storing green tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Well, on reading this page two and the tips, it is clear to me that I need to have my bugging out bags for 2 weeks adjusted and, matter of fact, organized and just put together, because I'm kind of lacking on that a little bit. It makes you realize how much you need. Like, you know, say we had an earthquake or a fire and we had to leave our house. I mean, my plans are to bug in. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to bug in. That's what I want to do. But if I have to leave my house, I have a bit more organizing to do in case of that event, and getting the medicines put into perhaps a plastic tote that I can carry all of them at once and get them all ready instead of all over the place. Break. I don't know if I timed out there. I don't think I did. And then as far as the green tomatoes, yeah, I don't know much about that. I'm not much of a green tomatoes person, but I imagine you could do what Carol said and let them ripen in the window, or, you know, I don't know if you want to perhaps roast them, cut them in slices and roast them, and then have them ready for to fry or put whatever you want. You can, yeah, roast them and then freeze them or whatever. You know, there's many things you could do, maybe freeze-dry them or dehydrate them or something might be an idea. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I have. Back to Ned. Thanks.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that information. And that was one thing that I was possibly going to suggest, too, is that if you can freeze-dry them or actually even dehydrate them and hydrate them later, that's a possibility as well. Well, thank you for that information, Kimber. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana. Copy that. You're just a little bit staticky, Diana, but we can hear you. So we've been learning that we may not know as much as we thought we knew about planning for an emergency, and we're also, Sylvia had some questions about storing green tomatoes. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
Well, I think I'll plan this winter science to start a fire with the rain for freezing temperatures.